Hello, everyone. Welcome to Betch Slapped. I'm Aileen.
I'm Jordana.
I'm Sammy.
And we're again back for the third time of all three of us, and we're happy to be here.
What a trend.
What a trend. We keep getting so many amazing DMs and good feedback that you all love having the three of us here, so we're just going to keep fucking doing it. And yes. It's fun. We like kind of catch up.
Yeah,
we don't really talk to each other other than this.
No, we're only in the same office.
Some of you do think we're a little argumentative, but you know, that's a little bit how we are.
That's
we're also a little bit not sometimes.
Yeah.
You know what? Like,
it's good to be, it's not argumentative for the sake of just arguing. It's that we're just debating.
Yeah, we're debating
thoughts. It's not that, like, and I also like not, sometimes I'll agree with you, but I'll like to offer the counterpoint just so we can talk something through.
Right.
I agree.
I think that for the audience, like, they hear us once a week together, but we spend like
a lot of
so many
together.
Hours a day together. And like, this is the most fun conversation other like at work
we
that
have
we have.
Funny ass conversations. Last Thursday we stayed extra long,
you,
like cracking up in the office.
Right. We stayed late to 4 p.m.
And we were
we were having fun.
It was six. I'm just joking.
On a holiday weekend, I was going home for Pesach.
Yeah, but
no. Okay, what were we talking about? It was so funny.
I don't remember now at this point.
Okay, but either way,
doesn't matter.
They probably think we argue because they don't hear that we have to talk to each other all day, every day, all the time about every single thing, personal,
I know, business, pleasure, everything.
Yeah.
No,
business or
one
pleasure.
One of our favorite activities is after we get off a conference call, we like make fun of all the things that happen on a conference call.
You can't say that. All the people listening.
No, we make fun of ourselves too.
Like
the whole like nature of conference calls in general.
We made a video also about conference calls, and it's so funny. It's like hi, hey. Who is that? And then it's just like somebody's like clicking away with some like outdoor noise.
Yeah.
And you're just like,
Can you mute?
And they're like, sorry, what was that? Did you just join?
Like,
and
no.
And then the Uber conference person's like so sexual. They're like, hello.
And then it's
you have now been placed entered. Inside the conference.
And then it's like, how was your weekend? And everyone's like,
it's warm.
It's cold.
Yeah,
it's
your raining family
today.
Done, you know.
Yeah,
just like
how's the weather over there?
Yeah,
imagine.
Yeah.
You know what I would love to do? Like one day, just do really be really honest and be like, well, actually, this morning I had a fight with my boyfriend and I slapped him across the face.
My boyfriend punched me in the face this weekend. You know, we're not
on
speaking
terms right now.
No, that didn't
happen. I mean, that wouldn't even
honestly, that
wouldn't even be honest. Like, the honest thing would actually be way more boring for me. Like, oh, we just ate a lot.
Or just something deep, like, oh,
right,
my mother and
real.
I got into a fight. Honestly, we've been going back and forth. It's been like, you know, a year where we haven't been talking. I'm like, just give somebody
the full rundown.
The full rundown of like your relationship with your mother. And you're like, oh, well, it's really nice weather over here in LA.
Or I could be, you know, I'm just really concerned with the state of the economy.
The market's about to crash.
Yeah.
Do you guys hide your gold coins?
Gold coins. Anyway, speaking of things that are just as important as the market crashing or being at the top of the market, did you watch Game of Thrones?
I did watch Game of Thrones. So I think this season, I think the reason I'm a little not annoyed with it, but I'm just like it's a little tougher for me to get into it. They usually show all the different places. This one's a little more focused on
because
Winterfell
because really
everyone's together
everyone's
now.
There. Well,
this
thing,
episode especially everyone.
This
was, like,
episode
just
is again
there.
Another like lead up, and then now there's gonna be a lot of action. Like the next episode, obviously, is gonna be the battle at Winterfell.
Right. I totally forgot what happened to the youngest boy. Is he dead?
Yeah, Rickon.
Yeah, what happened?
During the Battle of the Bastards,
he
didn't zigzag
thing.
Enough.
Right. I forgot about that. I was like, where is that kid? I totally can't remember.
Yeah, Rickon died.
If you can't find someone, they're probably dead.
Well, that's generally what I'm getting. Oh, did you know that for the Arya, if spoilers alert.
That's not her boob. That wasn't her body, right?
I don't know if that was her body. She's 22.
Yeah,
so
but
it could have been.
I can't.
It doesn't
see
look
her
like it would. It would be.
Can I give 22? A prediction?
But it was funny because I saw on like Twitter or online, or Mike Sonny told me, like, do you see like the Google search spike for how old the actress that plays her is?
Yeah.
Like literally like nothing, and then like during that scene, like shoots up. Like everyone's Googling how old she is because she looks like pretty young, and it made everyone uncomfortable.
Yeah,
to watch her like try to seduce this guy.
That's
really
hilarious.
But she's actually 22, so it's fine.
I think that she's gonna die next episode.
Because she lost her virginity. Yes. That's what happens when you have sex. No, don't have sex.
Because I think they gave her, because I think they showed her soft side, and now everyone's like, oh, that's like so cute. And now I didn't think
that was the soft side. Well, I thought at the end, okay, she was hardened.
I will tell you.
Because it wasn't that great with Gendry.
She was like aggressive. I will tell you, I only got it 30 minutes into the episode before falling asleep, just passed out. But I did read on Twitter that that happened. And I think that that's like just the kind of thing that happens right before they kill you off.
I think they're putting too much emphasis on the crypt, and I think the crypts are not okay.
Yeah. I think that's going to be where the attack is.
There's something bad going to happen in the crypt.
Going back to that scene, I think they really showed that scene just to show like the difference in sex scenes, like as like between her and maybe like a Sansa character or someone else, where it's like she's doing all the seducing. She's really like empowering herself sexually. Yeah. She's the one who's like taking charge and like take off your clothes.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
We're doing this. Like she was very aggressive. And I think that was almost to like juxtapose like the different.
I thought it was fine. I mean, it was a little bit awk because like the kissing was like very peckish. Right. But it was
like, it's sort of how it would be.
Yeah, because it was her first time.
Right.
Did you believe Gendry? Is it Gendry or Gendry? Gendry.
I think it's Gendry.
Oh, well, fuck. I don't know.
You're asking Jordana for pronunciation.
Is it Jip or Gip? Is it Jen or Gen?
Genner? No, I think that there's something wrong with the crypt. I think that next episode is going to be Battle of Winterfell. I think that Dany is being awkwardly set up to be very hated. Can you tell?
Yes.
Oh, that like people
are not like she. Yeah. And like I'm.
Because I think she's being a little power hungry when her whole thing was that she's not power hungry and she wants to just like rule as a good ruler.
She's getting very power hungry.
And now that she's threatened, she's like, wait. No,
and not. I love fucking Lady Sansa, not because I'm biased, because that's my dog's name, but I just fucking love her. I've always loved her, except for when she was a little biatch, when she was trying to fuck Joffrey, but that was like when she was 13.
She didn't know any better.
We all made poor choices to be the queen. Teenage, and I think she's gonna be the queen. That's my prediction. Do you think anyone's gonna sit at the Iron Throne?
I think Jon will sit on the Iron Throne.
I think Tyrion might.
I think Tyrion's gonna die.
You say that about everyone.
No,
because they're putting him in the crypt.
I think because he's, I think they, the, I this love is Brienne what how like these shows work. Like, I also think she's going to die. I was literally having this conversation with Avi like 2 minutes before we got into this. We were talking about who we think's going to die.
Uh-huh.
And we said Tyrion, Arya, and
I'm in a pool Brienne with people
about who's going
like,
to die.
A death pool and of like a who's going to sit on the Iron Throne.
I think Jon will. Because he's like,
I think Sansa.
When
I think Tyrion.
Okay, but
interesting
in the,
that all three of us are very different.
But think about like the reason I think it is because he's kind of like, I think of him as really the star.
I think Jon Snow is going to give it to
Jon Snow
gonna,
is the star
a lot. He's going to
stay
alive.
Yeah, he's the star.
Yeah,
I think he or let's say he sits on the Iron Throne and he lets Winterfell break off as the North because that
and then
was
Sansa rules
Sansa
the North.
Sansa rules the North.
I can see that. The North. I see that.
I almost totally forgot about this, but it was so funny when like he tells her about the whole like. I'm like actually the son of Aegon Targaryen.
Yeah. He is Aegon.
Oh, he is Aegon Targaryen. Raygon. And like literally zero concern over the fact that like they're blood related.
They
zero,
don't. Right. Well, because all like, the Targaryens fuck even, each other.
Not even like a.
The Targaryen is the most incest. I've done a lot of family tree research. They are the most incestuous family tree line. All of their brothers and sisters get married and have sex.
It's just funny that they don't even like acknowledge
How
that.
Do they not
as,
have, like,
that's not
that's
even.
Because it's like they try to keep it pure.
Yeah, but
like choose
right, but yeah, but that causes a lot of mutations
wasn't
in the gene pool.
In the Bible, Abraham's sister?
No, I don't think.
I read
so.
That she was his half sister.
No, bitch, you got it wrong.
I'm pretty sure she's his half sister.
I don't know.
That's true.
All of our religious betches listening.
Why don't we Wikipedia it?
DM us and let us know your thoughts. Also, but yeah, it was funny. They didn't give a shit.
Like it wasn't even like
it was more
for everyone
so,
else watching. It was like, oh my god, they're related.
I loved that scene.
To me, I'm like there are no standards for that.
I love that scene because it was like. Jon Snow, really? You couldn't just wait till after the battle.
Right.
Like, you had to tell
you're
him
trying
right
to start
then.
Shit now.
You're trying to stir the pot. You're fucking like Lisa Vanderpump, like, stir in the pot.
I think he wanted to establish it
beforehand. Yeah.
Or he just wanted to, you know, make things, keep it honest.
Get it
He's
out.
Trying to confirm his deliverables.
Before
they would get into it.
Before he
is
fights.
Is it me? Yeah. You know how, like, you know how that conversation where Dany T was, like, trying to be all condescending to Lady Sansa by trying to, like, relate to her?
Oh, I didn't like
her?
That.
And did you notice how she was like, I love your brother. And... like I don't believe it. I don't believe
I think the
their
power,
love.
I'm not. I just.
I don't
they,
either.
They have no chemistry.
I don't think they have great chemistry. I was thinking that either. I was like, I'm not like shipping this love story.
I feel like there's no chemistry. Jon Snow is the cutest little bunny, and like Daenerys is also like cute, but like
I think she's liked her character a lot more in earlier
when
seasons.
She was Khaleesi.
Same.
Right, or when she was just getting into like that. I mean, or which is like sort of a sad, now. Which is a sort of a sad
no,
like commentary on the state of empowering woman.
No, I disagree. I think it's no.
I was thinking that.
No, I was thinking that too. But I was thinking why, and it's because she was more dimensional then. Now she's very one dimensional. It's all about just getting the throne. There's nothing really more. She doesn't really talk about her emotions about anything.
Well, what I thought was interesting is that the thing that she said to Sansa, I actually found not believable.
Yeah,
where she said like it used to be the only thing I cared about was getting the throne back, and now I love your brother. I actually think I don't think she's lying. I think she's lying to herself. I think she thinks that she's real, that she loves him, and that she's really in it for the right reasons. But you could see from the way she reacted when he told her who he was, that she was like, oh wait, shit, this is actually a threat to me. And she is probably, if she's self-aware, she's gonna go back and like re-examine the way that she thinks. And if she actually thinks that
there's just something about her, maybe like her acting this year, that's not so great. Like even when she was telling Tyrion, I need you, your brain is amazing. Like there was something unbelievable about that. I don't know. There's something off about her.
She's
off. I feel
that way about sort of the whole show.
Well, that's the theme of the show, that power, that when people get power, they become corrupted. So they basically, like that's what all the whole show is about, is that like she thinks that she can rule like, you know, civilly and like for the good of the people. But like everyone thinks that until they actually get power. And I think that that's kind of what the whole point of the show is.
I also think the Jaime Lannister thing was like a little too easy. Everything this season so far is like a little too easy for me. Like, there's not like enough repercussions for things like they're like used to be or something. Like used to say something kind of fucked up,
because
and you
were
just
fighting.
No,
warming.
I think that they're all because they all are have this like bigger threat.
It's about survival.
Give a shit right now. It was almost funny, like it was comical during that like scene where they're like, okay, and Warden of the North to Jon Snow, he's like, I don't know, fucking keep him, like,
right, they're just like fuck it, whatever.
It was like funny, he like almost just woke up, he's like, yeah, is this, who's this idiot, you know?
Right, it just seems like the stakes are like, although they're higher, they're also lower. I don't know,
I think like we have to keep watching, because the next few episodes are gonna be hours and a half, and I think it's gonna be much more intense.
Okay, listen. I just have one thing, just
I hate the
add.
Battle scenes.
If Danny, they give me anxiety. Danny T was not selfish, here's the question. Here's the question of whether you know if she's selfish or not. If she gives the North its own independence and she gets the throne, if she doesn't do that, then she's being then it's like corrupt and selfish, because ultimately,
but then
it really wouldn't hurt her to do that if they would just be independent and he could rule the North, and she could rule the throne.
The North,
I think, yes and
and
no.
Like, I don't understand.
It's
what's
sort of
the
like,
continent, and is the Dead like threatening anybody else?
No, the Dead's threatening everyone, because once they go, they're like in the North, so they're like closest to them, so they are like the wardens of
keeping everything safe.
And then they move, and then
so there's seven kingdoms. Is it on an Earth?
On like, Earth, yeah.
Here's my issue.
There's
with it
no
overall.
Other kingdoms.
I don't think so. I think it's seven kingdoms on Earth, and then kind of like seven continents, but like me, I'm not sure if that's an exact parallel. But I think that the whole point is like, he just wants to be a sovereign. The North just wants to be sovereign, but she wants all of it.
Well,
but and if she lets him be sovereign and agree to be peaceful, then that would show that she's like not selfish.
Well, maybe they'll have like a two states.
But they're not fighting with each other. They're not fighting over the same place.
Okay.
Also, so it's not the same.
One last interesting thing I was thinking about last night. It's funny that like Bran hasn't had to stand up at work since like 2007, 2012, whatever.
He's not Bran anymore. Just ish.
It's just funny. He's got to spend his whole acting career like sitting down.
Oh, at work. Like, okay. I was like,
no, I mean like the actor. Like,
I thought it was actually interesting.
Like, please don't get up.
Okay. I watched like the after, like the behind the scenes episodes.
Okay.
And that like, it was funny because like Daenerys never had to go to Winterfell. She's never filmed any scenes in Winterfell. And like Jon Snow is like, oh, I was excited to show Emilia like what Iceland is like, because that's where they film
funny.
In Iceland. And because the other one is like in Croatia and places like that. She's like, it was just cool. And she's like, yeah, it's fucking cold up here. It's crazy. And it's just funny to see like you're in the behind the scenes. They're filming it. And they've never filmed any scenes together like all of those years they've never filmed actual scenes together and been in the same place.
It must be like if you work for a company that has an office in LA.
But the same thing with also behind the scenes with Arya and Jon Snow. He's like, I haven't seen her in like years since season one.
That's crazy.
They see each other at the premieres and stuff.
Oh, that's true.
No, but they haven't filmed together. They haven't worked together for however many years.
Right. I think it's not very different.
It is cool. Yeah,
it's cool because we see them as so attached.
Yeah.
Okay. We have so much to talk about. So let's move on to Britney Spears and update.
Yeah. Sammy is the official correspondent on the Britney Spears gate.
What is going on with Britney?
Yeah.
So she was seen outside. She was seen.
Can you give us a little mini summary?
It's okay. It takes a really long time.
If you want to hear the real rundown, listen to the Last Eye It Starts Tomorrow episode, which I got so many DMs saying everyone loved that episode. So if you wanted to listen to it, go Sammy again as the correspondent, official correspondent on the Free Britney Gate. We'll tell the details from day one of what's going on, but like give like the sparkiest notes.
Okay, basically Britney Spears has been under a conservatorship run by her father and a lawyer since 2008 after her breakdown. You guys remember the breakdown. Everyone
conservatorship means that he just like gets to decide.
It basically reverts you back to being a minor, essentially. Okay. Like you have to get permission for everything. Like you and there's different levels of it.
Your signature means nothing.
Yeah. Like one of the rules is that she can't drive. If she was gonna get married, she would have to obviously get consent. Like sometimes to vote, you can't vote. Like so it basically reverts you back to being a minor. So basically people who are Britney Spears fans and have been really following her essentially think that she's been like medicated and drugged and forced to like basically she likes to perform, but made to perform so that she can like financially take care of like her family and Kevin Federline and like everyone. And that she's just kind of being like manipulated into like she likes performing though. I don't want to say that they're manipulating her to perform.
Right.
I just think in general they give her
purpose and she's really good at it.
And she likes it. She's very good at it. She dances on her Instagram all the time, but like she's really out of it. Like she's not like a you see her on her Instagram and like you go back in it and they're like really weird.
There's something off.
There's definitely something off.
I always thought it was just she was funny.
No.
But like now if we think of it,
her development is arrested at like age 8 or 10, which is when she became famous, which makes perfect sense because she hasn't been normal since then. So, okay. So she announced the Las Vegas residency like in December or January. Then like very shortly after, it was suddenly canceled, but like in a very sketchy way because her team was literally promoting it like, and it seems like just people were not on the same page. Okay. So it gets canceled because of her father's health is the reason that she says. Then she kind of like disappears from Instagram for a while. And it's unclear what happens. And then she checks herself into like, she allegedly checks herself into a mental facility because she's dealing with her father's illness. Okay. Then there's this podcast called Britney's Gram, who has kind of become like the true crime beat of Britney. Mm-hmm. And
what's his name? Who's the guy? Anti-lawyer Britney Spears?
They're kind of like anti-lawyer for Britney Spears, yeah.
Okay.
And so they've been like looking in, they've been analyzing her Instagram, all this stuff for like a while. Then they basically find out that right before she had checked herself into this mental facility, allegedly, the lawyer conservator, so not her dad, but the other person, like suddenly resigned from the law firm and the conservatorship. And it was like very unclear. Then like 2 days later, Britney's Gram, the podcast, uncovers these motions that Britney had filed in court. Unclear what they were. You don't know what they say because like you can't see. But she'd never done that before. So it was like weird. Mm-hmm. Okay. Then last week, a former paralegal from that conservator's law firm calls into the Britney's Gram podcast, leaves a voicemail and says, Britney has been held in a mental facility that her father like basically made her go to because she wouldn't take her meds. She didn't want to take them. He said, if you don't take the meds, we're going to cancel the residency. She still didn't take them.
Okay.
And so that's why it got canceled. That's like the real reason it got canceled. And that since then she has been basically held in a mental facility. Committed. She doesn't want to be there. Basically, okay. He didn't use the word committed, but yeah, that is, I guess, the definition of what it means to be committed. Okay, so update. So then it starts coming out that people are talking about this, like the Free Britney Gram, whatever. Then, on Easter yesterday or Sunday, she was seen like at the Montage Hotel in Beverly Hills with her boyfriend, who I have my own theories about. And so she was seen outside for the first time. And it's unclear if she's like out for good or if she's out for like a minute just for Easter.
She's out.
or she was out. Okay. I don't know if she's still out.
We have but all these updates
crazy
on like, our website. Yeah, she looked a little disheveled. Not crazy. She just looked like she hasn't slept in like a week.
She's having a tough week.
She looks crazy. No, she looks like a little bit insane. Like,
but what does that mean, insane?
She looks like not like someone who's keeping themselves
right. She so looks what's your, up.
So what are your thoughts
So what
on
are your
this?
Thoughts?
I think that she probably was like out for the day because A, they realized that it's like getting out there that she is like mm-hmm. questionably
Secrets
being
out.
Held. Also, her mom basically was going through the Free Britney post and liking people's things. Comments
okay.
about how they should free her. So like it just
What's her mom up to?
Her mom Instagram something. I don't know what her mom's
what about her
technically
sister?
Up to. Okay, apparently what I heard from about the sister on the Britney's Gram podcast is that her sister they used years ago was that they washed their hands of the situation because they just couldn't really do anything about it. Because like conservatorship is really powerful. Like there's nothing that you can okay. really do to stop him.
Potentially unpopular opinion. But it could it be the case that Britney actually is a danger to herself or perhaps those around her and that yeah. this is actually sort of a necessary thing that they had to do because she was not taking her meds and is therefore potentially unable to actually function?
I actually do think that is a strong possibility because I think that like just watching her like this doesn't seem like necessarily what I would consider to be a stable adult.
Right.
So I agree.
But also we're not doctors but, and we're not.
Right,
we're
so I'm
just speculating.
Yeah. I'm
just saying like
right.
looks at,
I'm speculating
based on
that perhaps
her
father is not like some terrible person that is like
but okay.
Perhaps he actually is trying to protect her from herself.
I happen to agree that is like definitely possible. But at the same time, I think there's two questions. One, does she need to be under the conservatorship? I would say like maybe yeah.
Maybe yeah.
Two, does that mean that the person in charge of the conservatorship isn't abusing it so that, like, here's the thing. What would really be good
Why
for
her
is if she could
involved?
Just, when she said this, that she wants to just go back to Louisiana and live with, like, her family and, like, have an above ground pool. Like, she said that before.
And not perform?
And not be, like, this person who's forced to basically, like, medicate herself so
she
can perform.
She
right. Maybe she likes doing,
know.
Or maybe that one day.
I mean, if you watch a lot of interviews with her, and Ian sent me, like, so many. Like she really I think the issue is not that she's under a conservatorship. It's that she is like basically forced to be this like dance monkey dance type pop star to fund other people. And I don't think that someone right. who is in her mental state should be like a famous celebrity.
That's probably true.
That's more my opinion.
That's probably true to an extent. But also I think that someone who is having conservatorship for her probably has the view of like, this gives her a sense of purpose. She's good at this. She likes doing this. Like, if she didn't do this, she would literally be sitting at home potentially doing other things that were not helpful to herself
but,
or those around
yeah,
her.
Yeah, but do you know how
information.
Okay, but conservatorship is, like, super rare. Like, people don't get under conservatorship
right, so
unless they're, like,
a
vegetable.
So for a judge to grant that, her state must have been, to some extent, where she really
never
maybe.
Know.
Maybe
you,
you
never
don't
know.
Know.
This world is so corrupt.
You don't know. Here's the thing. I think that it's not good for her to have all this exposure. I think it's no good for her mental state. And the question of whether she actually is a danger to herself is different than whether or not the person in charge of her is right. actually looking out for her or if he's looking out to line his own pockets, which is a different question.
That's
what is
true.
The dad up to? Like maybe we need to look more
the
into dad's
the dad's sick
dad.
Now. I don't know, but there have
What's
definitely
the situation?
So
he's
she's
not with
like,
the mom anymore.
She, no, but she there are like Ian sent me these like phone calls where Britney would call into like people and basically say like I just wanted to be on the record that my dad threatened me that if I didn't do this like or that
yeah but
that
again
my, that,
that could
take
be
my kids.
Somebody acting out like
right,
I think
could,
that we don't have enough
be.
Info the picture seems very blurry
okay it seems like
I agree
and I have like a family friend who like had a crazy kind of situation she's not under conservatorship but like she would say crazy things and the parents would be like do crazy things back to her and she would like do crazy things back right and it's like they kind of do need to do the crazy things that they're doing to her and vice versa like
but again we don't
it.
Actually
right,
but you don't
no.
really
I think
know.
That, like Elian is saying like the situation is probably so much more complex than it is also if her parents are divorced like that adds so many other layers of dysfunction to the situation mm-hmm. going on anyway we're like
there's the power
like,
struggle
right
there.
The power struggle the need for what you think is best for your daughter coupled with your ex-husband's mm-hmm. like that could create it she might be liking things also in like a move to just show that she is like
she
it's more it might be more anti the husband than it is pro Britney
like,
we don't know
maybe,
the dynamics of the family
maybe what I think is though I think is that the one thing that is indisputable is that she has some mental issues, and that I don't think that fame and mass attention and speculation about her is like, and here we are doing it, but like, I don't think she should like be.
But again, everything that we are getting is PR controlled. So
not all.
I mean, a lot of it is. It is PR controlled. Like the messages, not the, Britney, not the fact that they let her step out is like, that's a PR message us to make us keep talking about it. Like, we don't actually know. Maybe this is a ploy to get her Vegas thing bigger. No, like, I don't think
that people take it. I think she's a person who has been
anything that comes out about anyone.
I think she's a person who has been taken advantage of her whole life. She's been the, like, her family is like sucking on that teat for her, like, for all the money. I just don't think that anyone really has what's actually like good for her in mind. And I think that you can see, like, and I think it's a really sad situation because you can see that she is not totally all there.
I'm sure it's definitely sad regardless.
I don't know if that's fair
thing.
To say also that no one has her best interest in mind. I think just because her dad has decided to commit her or decided to allow her to perform.
Well, he has
that
a
might
financial incentive.
That, yeah, he does have a financial incentive. But just
so
because,
he can't have
but
her
just
best
because
interest
he has a financial incentive does not mean that he hasn't considered all of the different factors that go into whether or not that's a good decision.
You know, he gets paid to be her conservator. Like, he gets a sum of money just to be the conservator.
That's probably very minimal.
No, it's not. It's several thousands of. It's like again, more than $100,000
like, again,
a year.
Having dealt with someone with mental illness, and the way that that interacts with the family and the decisions that are made around that, there's so many factors that go into that. There's so many different opinions that go into that. And, like, I don't think it's fair to say that, like...
Nothing is straightforward.
That
but
getting some sort of incentive is means that they don't care about the person that...
But would you say that the best thing for someone who has mental illness to do is to be performing in Vegas and exposed to millions and millions of
maybe
people
without,
all the time?
Maybe without
again,
that...
You don't know
maybe
her
with
actual
that,
mental illness
also,
illnesses.
Maybe without that also keeping them going, that's something that they have always gained esteem
what if
from.
She likes it
right I'm
like
saying
you
maybe,
said maybe she
I
loves
think,
to perform
I think she does like it well actually okay I think there's a lot of questions about
also
what,
maybe that,
there's also what, there's what, also these this whole matter of it's not just the performances, it's the meet and greets that they make her do, that they there's pay all, people pay $2,500 to basically be forced to meet her, and she hates them. Like, that is documented that she hates the meet and greets even if she doesn't hate the performances. Like, they're basically making her do these things for money. And
okay, but also, like, maybe if she didn't do those things, she wouldn't be able to afford the care or the above ground pool or the other things that she also benefits from.
We also have to remember, though, that, like, the fame is what led her to her mental illness.
Yeah.
So, like if you watch the Avicii, I didn't watch the full thing yet, but I really want to. I heard it's really sad. But he also just can't. They also, like, released a new song under his name. It was like that he would say that, like, if I didn't have to perform, I think I would I would be much healthier as a person. But, like, meeting people and performing every single day and being up there, and like that was took such a toll. All I wanted to do was escape and drink and all of that shit. So it's just like I feel like there's a full picture involved that no one we can speculate, and we can see what they show us. Again, you never really know. I'm like I'm so skeptical of anything around celebrities. Like,
I agree.
So somebody's making off of money somewhere on the back end of something.
All of it is driven by money and attention.
Well, yeah. Well,
and
that's,
speaking
that's
of attention.
World. That's the world. So I think let's wait till they give us something more like interesting.
We're never going to here's the thing. We're never going to actually. It's always going to be like this. It's always going to be
which is fine. It's none of our business.
Everything
well,
that should be the
right
whole
now.
Podcast. We started the episode. I said, "Well, that's none of our business,"
and then we end
and
it.
We're done.
Okay, let's talk about really. Let's change gears. Not about celebrities. Let's talk about Instagram, because this is going to make a really big impact in people's lives. There was it is. I mean, everybody. How much time do you spend on Instagram a day?
According to my
a
screen
lot. Probably
time
a lot.
App.
I'm working.
No, but it's probably a lot.
Yeah.
And so apparently Instagram, it was leaked that they're testing a feature where they're going to hide the number of likes that any person or photo gets. You yourself will get that number as an analytic.
Personal feedback.
Yeah, personal feedback just to know. But it's not, it's supposed to take away the herd mentality of liking a photo. So you're more likely to like something that has more likes than something that doesn't.
So it would say, like, if someone were looking at my post, it would say, like, at Aileen and others like this photo.
Yeah, and then it'll show like the three little icons.
Or some, probably the person that you were closest to in the algorithm. Yeah. I think this is interesting also. Just from a updating perspective, yeah. I find it to be interesting because I feel like Instagram has become such an integral part of dating culture and also stalking people. Right. And like even just like looking at a guy you're interested
in. I never think about anything in terms of dating. It's so crazy.
Well, you're engaged. So you're a little bit more removed from the world. I mean, I'm a little more removed than I used to be too, but I obviously like, we're reading all the emails from the podcast.
Yeah,
like
for sure.
Instagram is such a huge part of dating culture. It's really a dating app in itself. So many people meet through DMs or just like even like liking someone's picture is basically the new Facebook poke. That's less creepy.
It's flirting.
So I find this how this might be interesting is how it deviates from that. Even people in a relationship are looking at like, why is my boyfriend liking this Instagram model's picture, like, and now everyone can
see
it.
Well, they might still see that.
Well, they might on the feed, or they might not. They might change that too. But I think
they would see such and such liked and others like this. Yeah. So they would see this person.
Well, yeah, they might. They might. They're not. No, they're not. It's not as like. No, you can't see the person that liked it.
You can see certain people.
I thought it's just one person.
Either way, it's not out yet. It's a test.
Right. I'm saying if that was the case, I just think it would be interesting to see the way that affected like. Perhaps remember when Snapchat had Snapchat best friends?
Yeah.
I think that was essentially showing like the Snapchat version of it was like views or like likes, and that caused like a shitstorm. Of whatever, like this is almost doing the opposite.
This is because Instagram. So Instagram is trying to decrease the stakes, basically, of posting.
More and like Tumblr, like Twitter, like I just tweet whatever without worrying.
Instagram was when you just launched and literally you posted shit that like you thought was funny and not necessarily like a Facetune photo of you looking like the hottest you've ever looked in your fucking life, as if like you're on the cover of a magazine, but really you just like
it's no
had
longer-
lunch at like and you just here. This is a greenery wall, take a photo of me. Like that's what it's become. It's like so exhibitionist and competitive, and you competing with a friend or you competing with like, let's say you're a celeb or an instafluencer. Oh my god, I'm losing my mind. Or an influencer, and you look or competing with other influencers, and you're like, this person got this many more likes and this photo got this many likes, and you're constantly obsessed with that, and it's gone.
Well, that's why people who are like trying to be influencers do that whole new post thing. They're like, the feed is pushing me. Like they'll literally write like a whole essay.
Go look at my new post.
You know, a whole essay like the feed is pushing me down. Go look at my new post. It's like maybe you shouldn't post every day because you're not every day is that interesting.
I wish we could go back to the timeline.
Same.
Like just like I loved that. I loved it. I just want to know. Like all of a sudden I'm getting this thing and I was like, this happened 3 days ago. What do I give a shit? If I missed it, great. I missed it.
Yeah. I just think it's weird.
If I missed it, it's a blessing.
Yeah, I've been off Instagram for that for the purpose of missing.
Right.
I look at way few. I don't scroll that far down or watch that many stories. It's just kind of like, but I actually think that if they did get rid of the likes, I might post more because I would be like, I don't have to worry about whether this will be well received or I'll get high engagement or whatever. Like I'll just do what I want
to
do.
It might make Instagram back to like what it would have been being its purest form. Like my most pure way of using Instagram, not that I use it like this most of the time, my most pure way is like sort of a timeline of like my life in a way that people don't really upload pictures to Facebook.
Trying to get Path back.
Well, I'm saying that was kind of like in the simplest, purest form, it's like here is like a photo book of like the best pictures of my year.
Yeah. That's of my true. Traveling.
And they're all organized and posted like in this, like that's really like the purest way one can use Instagram, whether or not like that's the primary function.
Like that. Yeah.
Not really. Like kind of like how now all my pictures I still have Facebook because Facebook is a digital photo album of like all my entire life since 2007.
I have Facebook because of the DST group.
Same.
Only.
The only thing. I wanted to delete it every
I would get
single
rid of
day.
It. Same. I mean, they would still be tracking you because they're attached to like a million other things.
Well, I like it as a digital photo booth of my
digital I have photos. No need for it.
Yeah, I wanted to delete Facebook. Last night I was thinking about how it would feel so good just to delete Facebook.
It would feel good to delete all
DST
social media.
Group. I like Instagram.
I wish you could mute your own Facebook.
Like from other people?
Yeah. Like I just want it for myself.
It's just annoying. But I think that like, I think this would be great. They said that they're by no means trying to remove follower count because it allows marketers to reach people.
And that just seems silly.
And it'll bring like it brings a differentiator between a really good content person and a not.
Yeah. I just like the idea of it because then I would use Instagram more like I use Twitter, which is like, okay, if I have a tweet, I'll just tweet it.
Well, Twitter is thinking about removing number of retweets of stuff. Because that also adds to the herd mentality is like the more you're
people
like
have retweeted it, the more you feel like it should be.
You don't feel weird about posting it.
Right. Well, maybe it's just because
like
I don't
genuine.
Have, I only have like 1,000 Twitter followers. So like, I don't really think I'm trying to do much. It's just like, I have no stakes. I have nothing that prevents me from posting a tweet because I'm like, I don't care if anyone sees this or likes it. Like, it's just a tweet.
Well, that's what people say before their scandal, but
no, but not for something like bad. It's just more like, I'm not, it's not like, oh, I can't have a tweet that did badly. Like, I don't care.
I just think that it promotes like your own like thought.
Yeah.
So it's like, I don't need every crowdsourcing opinion about something before I post it because
right.
It's,
or to
it's,
decide if
it's
this
like
is good or bad.
What it was is like crowdsourced self-expression and like, now if that's removed then you have your right. own
well,
mind to
like
decide if you actually like something or if this reflects you or whatever.
I wonder if this would actually also lead to more likes because do you ever see a picture and it's like
yeah, exactly
someone you kind of know, even like the kind of like I can't be like the first five people to like this picture because that's weird.
Yeah.
So like then you forget about it and you don't like it.
Yeah.
I wonder if you can't like see
it's happening. I think it will add
I see
to
that
a lot of
likes. Where I'm like you're like a friend of a friend and I don't want to be like
so
looking
early.
Like I'm like the first I don't need to be your first like
exactly. I think people will be a little bit less conscious about what they do on social media.
They should do psychological studies on like what causes someone to like or not like.
That could be interesting.
Should we just move quickly on to Kanye's Sunday service at Coachella?
Yeah,
let's do it
so quick. There's a really really funny article on Betches right now about like what everything you need to know about his service, so go check it out. Just go to Betches.com. It's up there because it happened a few days ago. So apparently Kanye did a Sunday service, but he did it at Coachella at 9 a.m. on Easter. And
get up, everyone.
All the Kardashian, Jenner, Kylie came with Travis. They all showed up in their like weird outfits. And they enjoyed the profiteering. of
that was a nice double use of a word.
Exactly. Of Kandi.
Yandi. His new album is going
to
be called Yandi.
Not to be confused with Kondo, Marie Kondo.
Yandi, as in Gandhi.
Uh-huh.
See, like,
that's speculated,
look,
I think.
Remember when we talked about a few weeks ago, like, becoming more spiritual?
Mm-hmm.
Like, all that is very well and good, but it is so Kardashian that they cannot embrace spirituality or religion without being the religion themselves. Like, that's what's
that's
so
Kanye's
annoying about
essence.
It.
Essence. That's his essence. He's called himself
so
Jesus.
So his essence
from day
is being
one.
An egotistical asshole.
Yes.
Great. That's a great essence. Totally in line with spirituality and godlike behavior.
It's kind of
God
like,
is
God
kind of
very
like
very arrogant. God very self-obsessed.
Right. Well, I guess I mean obviously there's a big difference between like a religious leader and Kanye West.
He right. would disagree.
He's no Gandhi.
Generally speaking.
He's
he would disagree.
There's like a different, there's a different training, right?
No, religious leaders are selfless.
No, like,
well
that's
not
how Scientology.
Not necessarily, not historically.
No, if you look
at all
how,
the, look
well,
at all
Gandhi.
The corrupt,
look at
the corruption in the Catholic Church.
Yeah.
I'm thinking about Gandhi. No,
Gandhi's
Catholic
not
Church
really
is
a religious
politics.
Leader.
Like,
but it's religion.
Okay, wait. Take that out. Those are like
Church
old religions.
Old.
Those are old religions. Those are like the original religions. I'm talking about like Scientology, which was like created by some science fiction writer, like
mm-hmm.
right. like that's more what this is like.
It's all about making money.
It's like
a business.
Yeah, it becomes a business so that they cannot have taxes. Like
right. I do genuinely feel though.
Oh my
that
god, wait, do you think that this is just
to get
a way
tax
to
breaks?
Avoid taxes?
No, I think this is I think this is self-serving for glory.
Right. I do genuinely feel that Kanye believes himself. He himself believes mm-hmm. that he has massive wisdom to impart.
He does believe
on
that.
The public. And not only like, and that he is actually doing a service to the world by doing mm-hmm. this, whether
I
or not it's that
you.
True is
sort of
highly
like,
debatable.
Sort of like Charlie right. Sheen during his moments.
Exactly.
Yeah.
But
except
I, right. But I actually do like think his intentions are that he thinks that he has like important things to say and that this is going to help people.
I would say his rap, like his lyrics back in the day were very, very good and like creative. And
I used to love Conde's music.
Mm-hmm. And now they're very like
self-important,
narcissistic, self-important. I think I'm so good. And here's like I'm showing to you how good I am.
I actually think, again, just to go back to Fame, I actually think Fame did that to him because it made him think that he has to be this way in order mm-hmm. for people to listen. He has to be, because if he doesn't say it, who's going to think it?
Well, like we say, like celebrities are basically the gods of our time, right? People look to them for guidance. People look to them. They're heavily invested in their lives. They're heavily invested in what they're doing, what they're buying, their
families.
What
types of products to buy?
I mean, direct contact to the influencer on DM.
You used to be like you use the gods to explain like the weather patterns and like the things like that, and to explain
and
your life
you
and to give
horoscopes.
And to give your life meaning. And now that's sort of like celebrity culture.
Celebrities throughout time. It's just
they were mostly religious.
The Pope was like the biggest celebrity
of the time.
They
were either religious or monarchs.
Monarchs, yeah.
Right. Those were the celebrities. Because there wasn't really, first of all, until like the 1800s, there were no newspapers. So there was no way to like disseminate information about random individuals. So maybe you could be like a celebrity in like your town. Like everyone thinks you're really funny, or you perform at the saloon.
And the celebrities in the town were probably like the pastors.
The fattest.
Too.
Yeah.
Like
or they were being like,
no, yeah, pastors were
subsidized.
I think of the Mandy Moore Walk to Remember.
It was basically like the pastors, the rich people, and like the royalty.
The doctors.
And like people who were like nobility.
I think there were also scientists that were also during.
Well, if the scientists weren't getting like put to death for saying the world was round.
Well,
yeah, they were a celebrity.
In a certain era of the world. Yeah. Okay,
but anyway, so what's our final thought about Kanye?
I mean, again, I just think one can embrace spirituality without being the religion yourself, which is completely counter to what religion is supposed to be about, which is not about just one person.
It wasn't a fashion show. Although a lot of people go to church.
Oh, well,
like
he does have
show.
Church clothes where you can buy socks for $50.
A church sweater.
I'm
for
sorry.
$156.
Right.
They better be grip socks for that price.
Okay. Again, the Kardashians disguising consumerism as meaning. These are your church socks.
I just
so therefore you should spend half
$100. Anything that goes on in this world.
It's
that's
not.
Why,
yeah, that's not true.
Well,
that's
remember,
not true.
Do you remember
there are
the
people
show,
with real good intentions in this world who do things with a purpose, not for their own self-aggrandizement all the time.
Where Jude Law was the Pope. What was it?
Yeah,
the young pope. I loved that
pope.
Show.
Well,
one of my
I'm
favorite
saying,
shows.
Like, it just goes. That just goes to show that it doesn't necessarily mean like the person who's in charge that we naturally think of as should being in charge is a good person either.
But that was right. But again, wasn't the whole point of that show that he was like a dick?
Yeah. Right. But I'm saying that's what I'm saying. It's like, but the Pope is like the, and there's still many
there
people.
Have been
in
lots
the world.
Of bad popes.
Yeah, but that's what I'm saying. Like, it's not just because. The famous person could be a terrible leader in person thing, but so could someone who like is traditionally known as a leader.
But when you take away the standard that the person should be good, then you just open yourself up to like a total shit show.
He probably thinks he is good. He's speaking truth. He's saying the things that are unconventional.
Yeah, I'm sure Hitler thought he was good too. Like
Kanye?
Of really shitty people think they're good.
Yeah.
I don't know if I would compare Kanye to Hitler.
I'm not comparing. No, I'm just saying just because someone thinks they're good doesn't mean they're good.
Well, yeah.
Lots of people think they're good and they do really fucked up things.
Well,
like commit genocides.
Sure.
All right.
Like Hitler.
Like,
but no, okay. Most bad people don't think they're bad.
Exactly.
Right.
Yeah, right. Like
I was funny. I was just watching this. I'm rewatching The Sopranos and I'm watching the episode where they're talking about like heaven and hell. And like
Carmella.
And Dr. Melfi asks Tony like, because Christopher gets shot and he like.
Christopher.
And they think he has a dream that he's in hell. And that they told him that when he dies, he's going to hell. And she said, well, like, where do you think you're going? And he's like, I'm going to heaven. Like hell is for the bad guys.
Yeah.
And she's like, well, what do you think you do? And he's like, well, no, that like hell, I live by a code. I have honor. Like, we have loyalty and family and all that other stuff. And like the people who are going to hell are the child molesters and like the people and the the people who are doing crime just for crime's sake. Right. But I'm saying, like, yeah, there's a rationality. Like, even bad guys don't think they're bad.
Well,
right.
Because they make exceptions for what they do because they have a reason for what they do. They
believe
in what they're doing.
Also, when you do things, your actual, like standards for yourself and I think for, like, what's right fall so far, but so slowly. That you can't, like... Yeah, uh-huh. Like it's the first time.
Slow progression into sociopathism.
Most people think they're good people.
Sociopathic.
Well, here's the thing. I think that, I mean, if we're going to get in at minute 42 into whether humans are good or bad, I think that ultimately, like, saying someone is all good or all bad is, like, ultimately very, very difficult.
There's no such thing.
But I think that,
like, let's go back to what Friends has taught us, and that there's no such thing as a selfless good deed.
Fair enough.
And let's move on.
As many of you might already know, Aileen and I are huge fans of therapy.
Big therapy.
Love the therapy. But as you all know, therapy can be expensive. It can be hard to schedule. If you work 9 to 5, it's hard to get one of those, you know, like night or early morning slots.
And it's also like an emotional experience. You have to be physically, like, and mentally, emotionally ready to speak to someone. And it's sometimes, like, a little bit daunting.
Absolutely. So we want to talk to you guys about an option that can really help you if maybe you're not looking to take that plunge into going into in-person sessions. It's called BetterHelp. BetterHelp is a service that helps you connect with a professional counselor in a safe and private online environment, making it super convenient. You can get help on your own time and at your own pace. You can schedule secure video or phone sessions, plus chat and text with your therapist. They have BetterHelp has therapists who are specialized in all sorts of issues that all of us deal with and
everything.
Just struggle with, whether it's depression, stress, anxiety, relationship issues, sleeping, trauma, anger, family conflicts, LGBT matters, grief, and self-esteem. Which I have, like, all these problems, not all of them, but many.
And also, just a reminder, you don't need to have, like, severe trauma or severe depression to have to want to seek therapy. It just, we always say that it's always better to improve yourself or just be on a journey of improvement, and therapy can really get you there. And if you don't want to commit to having, like, a therapist that you go see in person, this is an amazing option for you because everything you share is confidential and you can try a different therapist. If you don't like the one that is assigned to you or you choose, then you can seek someone else. And they have so many different therapists. There's 3,000 US licensed therapists across all 50 states. It's available worldwide and you can talk to them text, you can chat on the phone, you can video chat, and you can set it up in under, like, a whole 24 hours. It's honestly amazing.
One of the things I think is really also great about it, other than the fact that it's, like, both secure, convenient, is that it is affordable. And even if you can't necessarily even afford to add anything to your expensive, they do have financial aid available for those who qualify. So I think it's definitely worth exploring.
If this is something that you're interested, definitely, definitely explore it. At least go look it up. So, and the best of all, BetchSlapped listeners are getting 10% off of their first month with discount code SLAPPED. So why not just try it? Go today. Go to betterhelp.com/slapped. All you do is you simply fill out a questionnaire to help them assess your needs and get matched with a counselor you'll absolutely love. That's betterhelp.com/slapped.
Dear Betches.
No, I just have a lot of feelings.
Dear Betches, I love all your podcast books and I follow each of you on Instagram. It's at Aileen, at Jordana Abraham, and at Sammy. You're all great role models and I really look up to the three of you as successful and confident women in business. Thank you. I'm 20 years old and just experienced a pretty painful breakup after one of my first, quote unquote, serious relationships. I know that I'm so young and realistically it would have been pretty insane and kind of weird if I ended up marrying someone I started dating at this age, but I'm a bit worried that this heartbreak is just going to inevitably repeat itself over and over until I'm in my late 20s. My question is there even a point in dating during your early 20s? I'm a highly emotional person and I get really attached, so I don't take breakups well at all. Insane amounts of texting and calling him after, crying beyond the acceptable amount, etc.
You only get 150 tears.
I don't want to introduce my parents to a new guy every year for the next 7 years and then end up being dumped and alone in 5 months and every time, like clockwork. Should I just completely isolate myself from males until I'm in my late 20s when ending up together is actually realistic? I'm in school and plan to be a veterinarian. I cannot say that word.
Veterinarian.
Veterinarian. Did I say that? So I'm telling myself just to throw all my focus into school for the next few years. Is it even possible to fully rule out dating in my 20s? How am I supposed to survive without sex? Does everyone feel this lonely when they are single? Thanks in advance. Lonely little bitch.
Okay.
She's a bit of an extremist over here.
Quite the extremist. Right. She thinks the world is over.
She's got a very highlighted anxious attachment system.
Yes.
I'm going to start off by recommending that you read the book Attached, because it will explain a lot of the anxieties that you have. You're very classically anxiously attached, from what this email seems to say. And then I would say that you definitely shouldn't only date when you're serious, because that's like saying, like, I'm only going to get a job when I need to pay for a house. Or like, I'm only going to get a job when I like find my true passion. Uh-huh. It's like, you need, that's not how you find out what's right for you. You find out what's right for you by trying out all different kinds of people. Everything, every relationship you have, whether it lasts 5 months, 2 weeks, or like 10 years, should be something that you should learn something from that relationship. And it's not like a waste of time just because it doesn't work out.
And who's to say that at the end of the 20, when you're 29, you're suddenly supposed to be healed? But how could you possibly have been healed if you didn't date anyone for the last 10 years? So like, how could you have been like learning about yourself? Like, that's the thing about relationship. It's not really like you're, it's not a tryout for who's going to be the one. First of all, you should read our second book about what we think about the one. But like, you, every thing, every relationship is a way to learn about yourself. So like, it's a reflection of who you are and how you are and who you choose to be. And sometimes people don't grow together and they break up.
Also, not a relationship has to have the purpose of ending up together. And also, just because you have a relationship at age 29 does not mean that that's going to be the one that you end up with. It could easily not be. But here's the part that
I
actually understand.
And also, the person
her.
You end up with, marriage, doesn't mean that you're going to end up with them when you're 60. You could get divorced.
That's true.
Here's the part that I actually like feel for her and understand her, is the part where she says she's worried that heartbreak is just going to inevitably repeat itself until she's in her late 20s. And she doesn't want to like end up alone every 5 months like clockwork. I understand why she feels that way, because when you go through something really hard, and it seems like she took this breakup really, really hard, every time you go through something like something painful, there's this sort of like, your brain, like, it gets these like grooves in your brain, right, that you're gonna like keep being like that, and everything's gonna keep being like that, and every problem that you have is gonna just be a repeat of this problem. Newsflash, you're gonna get that problem, and then you're gonna get new problems, different problems.
Right.
You may never have this situation happen to you again, but you may have something else happen to you. But when bad things happen to us that are really, really painful, it like sticks in our brains, and that's just, it's like, it literally just creates a neural pathway.
It's like
that
the movie causes Inside
you to, right.
Out.
Yeah.
You created a memory that is now part of like the next things you do.
Right. So then you're going to keep assuming that it's going to go that way, and maybe it will, but it could go a different way, or it could go great, and the next person you date could actually end up being your lifelong partner.
Well, yeah. You think that all relationships are going to end this way because, again, this you're young and this is what has happened to you. So you assume that just because it happened this way, this time, it'll happen that way next time. But really, like, you can't, it's hard to like prove to someone that that's not going to be the case every time. The only way to really prove that to yourself is by having other experiences that are different than the one that you just had.
It's sort of like if you have a dog and the dog runs into the middle of the street and that's how they go. The next dog you get, you'll probably be deeply afraid that that is what's going to happen.
Died.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Like, here's the thing. Like, you would probably be deeply afraid that that is how your next, like, that's going to happen to your next dog. And you worry about that all the time. But that could never happen to the next dog. It could just totally not happen that way. Or that dog could get some other issue that causes it a problem, that causes an issue for you. So it's like, just because something happened a certain way, your brain wants to trick you into protecting against that one particular thing. But that's not actually necessarily what's going to happen.
Don't you feel like if she doesn't date anyone, which is kind of, it's like impossible for the sense that like you're going to meet a lot of people. Mm-hmm. But if she doesn't date anyone before she's 29, she's not going to have learned anything. And then at 29,
you're starting,
she's back at starting like
stage
she was
one.
22. So it's just sort of a waste of time. And I don't, and like the part where you say, should you just focus into school? Yes, you should just focus into school, but not be like, do it for the right reasons, because you want to focus. You want to focus on school, not because you want to completely alienate yourself from the whole dating world. If you want to take a break and be single for a while, I think that's completely valid and you should do that. Don't start looking for relationships. And the most cliche thing, which is like, it happens when you're least expecting it, is sort of true. It happens.
Well, I also think that when you approach dating with such high stakes that it's like, it's this is it or it's nothing. This is it or I'm alone forever.
Exactly.
That actually, I think, prevents you from being able to potentially get serious with some people. Like, I think that having kind of like a, if it works, it works. If it mm-hmm. doesn't, it doesn't attitude. And that's really right. hard, again, especially it's with the anxious attachment.
It's easier to do at 20 yeah. years old when the stakes are very low. I right. understand feeling more anxious about that if you were like
35.
Perhaps going to lose your ability to bear children if you do not find someone in a right. shorter period of time. Even then, there are ways to, there are other things that you can do. But I'm just.
But even Jared would say, like, it's men can sense when it, to you, it's like all
right.
or nothing.
It's like you're betting with scared money.
Right. And it kind of ruins the getting to know each other.
Right. And the ability to have fun with dating and just meeting people and just getting to experience a bunch of different other people. And if you want a lower stakes way of getting back into the dating game, you should download Chip, have your friends get on it. It'll make it just like more fun. It'll be like a party. You guys will just like be able to like find matches for each other and just yeah. have fun with it. And it won't be like this like huge stakes event where you have to worry about like, if I don't find someone, this is gonna be the worst. Like, have a good time. You're 20 years old, just
great,
have fun.
Great opportunity to put Chip in there. We didn't mean to do that.
Yeah, no, it's Chip,
it just
is
naturally
that's what,
makes sense.
Honestly, that's my favorite part about Chip, is that I think that all these dating apps, it's people get really discouraged because like it's like if the guy answers, it's like, oh, like he had, like it's a big deal right. what people do on most of these dating apps, because everyone's there to just, or at least women are there mostly to get a match. But with this, you're not, the only function of the app is not just to match, it's to like enjoy the experience of dating on an app with your right. friends, which makes it's it fun. like you can be on it and you can never find someone, or you can find someone, but the point is that you had a good experience while you were doing it.
Exactly. And every good every positive experience you have in dating will chip away at that belief that you have that dating is just this dramatic, sad thing that will inevitably end in like tears and like complete sadness and depression. Every positive experience you have, even if that doesn't mean that they're the person you marry, you'll have more evidence in your brain in those neural pathways that'll prove to you that not every experience is like that dramatic, terrible one that you previously had.
Exactly.
Okay, let's play a game, guys.
Yeah.
So speaking of Instagram likes from our earlier conversation,
Jordana's going to run the game.
I have a list of the 20 most liked pictures on Instagram of all time. And I want to see if you guys can guess them.
Do you have the answers?
I
do have the answers.
In my head.
Okay, wait. The most liked pictures, the most liked people.
The most like pictures and who posted
and
them.
And they're the same. Okay. I think
there's only eight people.
Taylor Swift and
there's
Calvin
only eight
Harris.
People in the top 20.
Okay. Kendall Jenner's photo.
With the hearts.
With the hearts was
hair.
Once.
Yeah.
Okay. Selena Gomez.
Wait, yeah. Let's see. No, Kendall Jenner is actually not on this list.
What?
That was definitely one of the most liked
but
photos.
Maybe it was a few years ago.
Well,
okay.
There's been
Taylor Swift and Calvin Harris.
Together?
When she was like on his back on the 4th of July.
That was so
in
long
Rhode
ago.
Island.
Nope.
Okay.
Selena
okay,
Gomez.
Selena Gomez.
With her lupus.
Selena Gomez.
And the kidney or liver. What kidney?
Is on here twice.
Yeah. She's the
so
most.
So the fourth most liked Instagram of all time is her photo with friends. Had 14.3 million likes on February 11th, 2019.
It's because when she came back on Instagram.
Right. I love her Instagram. She's great.
Taylor. A different wait, Taylor
okay,
Swift.
Another one she posted was a selfie on April 5th, 2019.
Wow.
Which also was number 14.
Okay, I think
Kylie
Justin
Jenner.
Justin Bieber.
Justin Bieber is on this list one time. What is the photo?
Engagement
to Haley
yes,
Baldwin.
Yes.
Can you guess how many yeah. likes it
got
had?
It right. Got it right.
Kylie Jenner.
Wait, how many likes it got?
Yeah.
4 million.
13.5 million likes.
Holy shit.
And you thought 1,000 was a lot. okay.
Kylie Jenner.
Yes. Kylie Jenner is all over this fucking list.
Oh my God. Billionaire Forbes. Her with her baby.
Okay. I would say three. Okay. This number two most liked photo is Kylie Jenner. First photo of her daughter, 18.7 million likes.
Yeah.
And okay. then the second photo of her daughter.
Yeah.
Ranked at number six.
Kim Kardashian.
And number 10,
later.
Another photo with her daughter. And number 12, another photo with her daughter. It seems like that's why she had the kid.
So true.
And that's it. It's
no
just
pun intended.
Only the
pictures with
that,
her daughter.
The pictures with her daughter have are
Kim's,
the top.
Kim's nude Kim. Selfies.
Kim is not on here.
At all?
Nope.
Washed out celeb.
Good.
There's one that you would not.
I'm moving the needle.
What is the number one that was like the big hoax?
Fire Festival.
No. The big thing that their goal was to get more likes than Kylie Jenner's
picture.
Oh, the
picture. Egg.
The egg is number one.
Oh, the egg got the most.
Okay.
That's funny. I hope they stay there.
The person with the most actually on here was not someone that I would imagine at all.
Can you give us a hint?
He is a soccer player.
David Beckham?
No, nope. The other one. Oh, Cristiano Ronaldo.
Which is just as we live in our own bubble because we don't even think of him. He's like probably an internationally like.
He is. So we don't play soccer.
On this list so many times. I think the most out of anyone.
Well, sports fans are like a whole
Christmas
other
photo
level.
With his family.
Oh.
Juventus, I don't know what the mean announcement. photo with his girlfriend. Birth announcement. Photo with his girlfriend. Photo with his girlfriend and son. Video of him singing with his girlfriend and son. He's on here, like, I think, more than anyone
Holy
else.
Shit.
Can I guess two other athletes?
I think he's the only one, but you can try.
LeBron James?
No.
Not there?
No. He's People not thinking
Do you know who XXXTentacion is?
Yes. He's a rapper.
Oh, well, he is number three.
Wow. Doing what? What's his
The
post?
Final image posted before his death.
Yeah.
Oh.
On May 19th, 2018.
Oh, right.
So he probably got those posthumous likes.
Yes.
Posthumous likes.
Okay. Anyone else you have thoughts on?
So Taylor Swift's
A world record egg had another one that was photo of an egg with a crack. That's also on this list. Number 11.
It cracked the likes.
Guys.
What else? Who else? Just give us the
rundown. I'll just tell you. Ariana Grande, photo of Mac Miller posted after his death. Yeah. Number 7.
So weird. Sad. We would never have not mentioned her like 3 months ago. And now I feel like she's been a little
ranking at number 20.
It's Pete Davidson.
The last person on the list. Beyonce. Pregnancy announcement.
At least she's on the list.
Which at the time I think was the most popular, most liked photo on Instagram.
When she announced that she was pregnant or had the twins.
Pregnancy announcement in 2017.
It gives me great satisfaction.
I think that was the picture with that's like an iconic photo.
So
where
people
like
really love people celebs with babies.
That's so if you guys are on the fence about having a child.
And you're looking into your influencer career.
Well, here's the thing. No one can see how many likes you got anymore, hopefully.
Well, we're not sure yet.
Kylie's baby is really paid for itself.
Can I tell you something?
That's why she's been begging Chris to have one.
It makes me so happy that Kim Kardashian's not on that list. I hope that she finds
out. She's not.
Kylie knows.
Kylie is the only Jenner Kardashian on this list.
Yeah, she's the only billionaire.
She's on it a lot. But
she's
only for pictures with her kid.
Also the only billionaire.
Kylie has all the status that matters. And she had Stormy World. She's a billionaire.
I didn't realize Cristiano Ronaldo was that famous. And now I
actually did know that and I forgot.
Okay. You literally said soccer player. And after we said David Beckham, that was who we said. Because the fact that we would even know him shows how famous he is.
That also shows you how popular the sport of soccer is.
It's football.
Wow, have you guys heard of that sport?
It's football.
I mean, it's just crazy. Like, we don't think of it. I never think of soccer except for during the World Cup. Like,
I unfortunately have to think about soccer all the time because my dad is a huge Arsenal
fan.
English Premier League. That's all that was ever on our DVR. I had to fight with my dad about the DVR back when I lived home about can I tape over this English Premier like of 20. He's like, no. I haven't watched it yet.
But doesn't he find
Don't
out the
Don't you think of David Beckham
like
is more famous than Cristiano Ronaldo?
No.
In our world, yes. In our world, yes. But the
girl
rest
world?
No, in our world, yes, because he's married to Victoria Beckham, obviously.
Right.
But I think that in like just regular humans, the human race.
Cristiano Ronaldo.
Are we
is,
human?
Or are we dancer? All right. That was a fun episode. Who do you guys want to slap this week?
Honestly, I don't really have any.
Kanye.
Maybe Daenerys Targaryen.
Daenerys, you want to slap her?
I think she's getting a little too big for her britches.
You know who I want to slap? That little girl on Game of Thrones that keeps yelling at Jorah Mormont.
She's a cousin.
I know. She's annoying me. Every episode, she's like a little bit too much of an attitude. Like, take a nap. You're 10.
She's intense.
They're busy fighting the White Walkers.
She's the representative of House Mormont.
Yeah. Someone needs to tell her that she's like 10 years old, though.
I think that's what Jorah was telling her.
I know. That's when she's annoying me. I want to bat slap her.
Oh.
So we're all best having Game of Thrones characters.
Yeah.
There's fresh in our
you
minds.
You know what I actually forgot to mention? If they're trying to push some sort of fucking Lady Sansa and Reek love story, I'm not having it. You know Reek? What's his name? Thoron?
Oh, I was thinking
Greyjoy.
That. They had
Theon,
a moment.
Theon.
There was a moment where
I
thought, oh,
he's
gross.
Not having it. No.
I hate him. I hope
Lady
you're wrong.
Lady Sansa needs a hot man.
He's super annoying.
I also think
we
he's going to die.
We need a Khal Drogo for Lady Sansa.
I also think he's going to die.
Maybe there'll be a character named Bruce.
I don't know if he's going to die because he's
modern.
Been through so much throughout the whole season. I don't think they're just
so
going to be like.
People who have been through a lot don't die.
Bye. I don't think so.
I think they don't. They have no mercy. It's like the Sopranos. They
anyway,
killed off
we can't
anyone.
We can't get back into this conversation.
I know
right
we can't.
Now.
I can keep going.
But
really
this has been
week.
Really fun. One of our longer ones too. So we hope you guys enjoyed it, and we'll see you next week.
See you next week. Email us slapped@betches.com. Bye.
Bye.